Cool. If you can turn in your Bibles to the book of Malachi. It's the last book of the Old Testament. So, a word that gets used a lot at this time of year, and it's already been used a lot this morning, is the word change. So often at New Year, we focus on changes, don't we? We reflect on changes over the past year. Changes in relationships. Changes in personal relationships. New friends. Maybe friends lost. International relationships. It was the year of Brexit. Changes in hopes and dreams. Maybe you've had some dreams fulfilled this year or this last year. Maybe you've had some dreams broken this last year. But things have changed. We think about changes in ourselves, don't we? And we think about changes in those that we love. We don't only think about past changes, though, do we, at this time of year? We look forward to what is maybe going to change in the future. We look to change the things that the future may hold for us, so we do things like make resolutions. We think about the possibilities in our lives. Maybe that promotion, or that thing that you've really always wanted to do, but you've just never got round to. Or maybe things that you want to do for the Lord. You know, you set your face towards wanting to do something great for Jesus. And you've got that dream. So like I say, it's a time that's focused on change. And even the event itself, New Year, is a change, isn't it? It's a change from one year to the next. The talk of a second hand is that reminder that time is constantly moving forward, constantly changing. We are never the same from one moment to the next. It's a bit of a side note, but it's why I find photos so fascinating, photographs. Because they capture a moment in time. They freeze that thing that's going, always moving forward. It's an intriguing concept because we're never the same from one moment to the next. And it just captures something of what it's like to be unchanging, a photograph. But this new year, I want to focus on things that haven't changed. And I'm so pleased that it's already been mentioned this morning and we've been singing about this. But I want to focus on things that haven't changed. Not only things that didn't change one tiny bit in all of 2016, but also things that won't change in 2017. And indeed, things that won't change for all eternity. And as we focus on these things that don't change, what it's going to do is it's going to help us to focus, to steady us, and it helps us to navigate through this world of change. By focusing on these things that don't change, it helps us to navigate this world of change. These things that don't change are like a compass bearing, which help a ship to navigate through a stormy, cloudy ocean. On a compass, the needle always points to the same place, no matter where you turn it. And that's why a compass is such a helpful tool, because it doesn't change. So you use it to find where you're going. And that is what these things are like for us, these things that we're going to look at this morning, these things that don't change. They are like a compass bearing for us, that guide us, that lead us through this life of change, through this life in which we are constantly changing, but all the things around us are also constantly changing. This is why these things are so important to remember. And the foundation of all the things that don't change that we're going to look at this morning is the fact that God himself doesn't change. The big word is immutability. He's immutable. He's unchanging. And he says it most explicitly himself in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. So in Malachi 3, verse 6, he says, this is God speaking through the prophet Malachi, "For I, the Lord, do not change. For I, the Lord, do not change." God didn't change in 2016. He won't change in 2017. And he won't change for all eternity. And you know what's great about that? That means that you can trust him, because he's not going to change. He's not like shifting shadows. Every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. He is unshifting. He is unchanging. He's solid. And that means that you can trust him. That means that you can surrender your life to him. And it's on this foundation that God himself doesn't change that I just want to look at three other areas that haven't changed in 2016. And I'm going to hang them off the three things that Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians 13. Faith, hope, and love. These three remain, he says. These three remain, but the greatest of these is love. And even though that passage isn't explicitly talking about what I'm going to be talking about this morning, I find those three things, faith, hope, and love, really helpful pegs to hang these things that we're going to be looking at this morning off. So first of all, faith. I want to talk about faith in terms of the Christian faith. Key truths in the Christian faith that haven't changed in 2016, won't change in 2017, and indeed won't change for all eternity. As Jude put it, it's the faith once for all delivered to the saints. The foundations of the Christian faith, what we believe. And this is the banner that goes over them all. And this is the thing that will never change, ever. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He was Lord in 2016. He will be Lord in 2017. And he will be Lord for all eternity. No matter what goes on, no matter what changes, no matter what this world brings, no matter what happens in your life, Jesus is Lord. He is the King of the universe. This has not and will not change through all eternity. I want to read some verses to you from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Going the wrong way. Acts chapter 2, verses 33 to 36. "Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.'" And this is this is the key verse. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him, that's Jesus, God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, I find that verse fascinating because Paul is saying, you did this to him. You crucified him, but God has made him Lord. No matter what goes on, Jesus is Lord. Nothing can change that. And that is the banner that overarches all these things that don't change. Jesus is Lord. But what else about the faith won't change? What else about the faith is set in eternity? This is one of the most, if not the most glorious truth in this universe. Jesus died for my sins. Amen. Jesus died for my sins. That did not change in 2016. No matter what I did, no matter when I failed, no matter when my love grew cold for him, no matter when I put other things first, Jesus died for me. No one can change that. Nothing can change that. It's set in the heavens. What else about the Christian faith? Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen? Jesus was raised from the dead. No one can change that. Nothing can change that. Whatever happens in the world, whatever happens in your life, cannot change the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus defeated death. I love the song by Carrie Job, Forever, when there's this one line that just gives me goosebumps every time she sings it. And it's not because the music's nice or she's got an awesome voice. It's because the truth of it is rock solid. O death, where is your sting? Our resurrected king has rendered you defeated. I love that. Jesus was raised. That will not change. That was the same in 2016. That will be the same in 2017. And praise God, that will be the same throughout all eternity. And because God doesn't change, his way of salvation, of people being saved, doesn't change. And that is trusting in Jesus' death and resurrection on your behalf. Just believing that Jesus died for you and that he was raised from the dead to make you right with God. And that hasn't changed. God's way of salvation. And that's the message we have. That's the message we cling on to. That's the message we long to share with others, that they might trust in this unchanging God, that they might have that solid compass bearing in this world. Because they're being tossed to and fro. They're being tossed to and fro by everything, by all that's going on. And as God's children, we've got a rock that we can put our trust in, a solid, solid rock who will never change. And that's why we can have a peace that passes understanding. It passes understanding because if you looked at what was going on in our lives at some points, peace would be the last thing you'd be thinking. But in the midst of that storm, because you're trusting in a rock that doesn't change, you can have a peace that that passes understanding. So that's faith. Things about the Christian faith that haven't changed. What about hope? Because Jesus defeated death, he can assure us of life with him beyond the grave. Like, the hope of heaven, 100% knowing where you're going to go when you die. I say this all the time and it freaks people out, but I know where I'm headed. Like, there's no question, there's no doubt in my mind that when I breathe my last breath, however it's going to be, I will open my eyes and I'll be looking at Jesus. I'll be with Jesus. I'm going to heaven. And it's not because I'm a good person. It's because he's going to get me there. It's because he's promised to get me there. That hope I have hasn't changed in 2016. Now, I need to clarify this, right? My focus on that hope has changed. The amount of time I've spent thinking about that truth, thinking about that hope has changed. But the hope itself that he will get me to heaven has not changed. Like, he has promised that, so it won't change. So when the Bible talks about this hope of heaven, the hope of future glory, it's more than a, like, I hope so. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee because it's based on him. It's based on his promises. So that hope has not changed for those who trust in Jesus. So all through 2016, that promise has held true that one day I will be with him. That one day, if you've trusted in him, you will be with him. And that won't change in 2017 and all eternity. The journey is rough, but the destination is secure. The journey is changing, but eternity is set. It's such a weird concept, but we're journeying towards that destination that is solid. But as we journey there, the journey is changing. The journey is rough, but the destination is secure. And I'd just like to read a few verses in relation to that from 1 Peter. Such good verses. Talking about the hope of heaven that we have. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. What do all those words mean? It doesn't change. You've got an inheritance that doesn't change. And who's it kept? Where's it kept? Kept in heaven for you. And who's going to get you there? Who, by God's power, are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That inheritance is kept for you in heaven by God. And guess what? He's the one who's going to get you there. He's the one who's guarding you by his power, ready for that salvation to be revealed at the last time. He's going to do it. And that doesn't change. So the faith doesn't change. The hope that we have in Jesus does not change and will not change. No matter when I fall, when I fail, when I stumble, and when you do all those things too, he will never let you go. There is not, please listen to this. There was not one nanosecond in 2016 that God left you or forsook you. He was there the whole time. Like, even though it didn't feel like it sometimes, he was. I remember when I first became a Christian, and I was just so like enveloped by God's, a tangible awareness of God's presence. I never wanted it to end. And as the months went by, I found that feeling, the feeling of God's presence, started to just wane a bit, go away a bit. And I remember speaking to a minister at the time, his name's Andy Christofides, you might even know him, but I said, I haven't got that feeling anymore, I haven't got that tangible awareness of God's presence. And he explained it to me like this, and it's just stuck with me. When you're like teaching your kid to ride a bike, when they're first learning to ride without stabilizers and stuff, your hands are on them, aren't they? Like, and the child can feel your hands on them, holding them. They've got that tangible awareness that you're there. But as you go on in learning to ride the bike, you just take your hands away a bit, don't you? And you're still there. You're still there. You're still ready to catch them any moment. But you've just taken your hands away a bit because they're riding, aren't they? And that's a bit like what it was like. God never left me, ever, in 2016. But sometimes the situations in my life and the situations in your life and the things that you did and the things that I did were just a bit like a cloud blocking you from experiencing his steadfast love. But the thing is, behind the cloud, he never changed. He never changed. He was always there. And just like not for one nanosecond he left you in 2016, if you've trusted in Christ, there will not be one nanosecond in 2017 that he will ever leave you or ever forsake you. And there will not be one nanosecond in all eternity. I know that's a bit of a paradox because we'll be outside of time, but there will be not one moment that you will be outside his presence. I mean, this is what Jesus accomplished for us on the cross when he died and was buried and rose again. The curtain was torn, wasn't it? So that we could have the presence of God for all eternity. His gift to us is himself through the gospel. And so we never have to fear being alone. We never have to fear him not being there. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. That's what we sung, isn't it? Never once have we ever walked alone in Christ. Faith, hope, finally love. And the terms that I want to talk about love in is God's love toward you. God's love toward me. God's love towards his children. God's love towards those who trust in Jesus. Listen. In 2016, God's love towards me and God's love towards you in Jesus did not change one bit. I know it's so hard to grasp that, but that's what the Bible teaches, that his steadfast love never fails. That because he doesn't change, his love toward his children never changes. If you drew out your year on like a graph, and you could have anything along the axis, you could have, so this axis will have time in the months, January, and then you can put whatever you like on this axis. I'll just put like happiness. You can put tiredness. You could put anything. It will go like this. It will be up and down like that. And then if you plotted on the same graph God's love, it would just be constant. So as you're changing, as you're going through all this stuff, you could put sin on that. When you fail, when I failed, and that's going up and down. And you think in your mind that God's love is going to be going up and down with how you're doing, don't you? That's the way we think, that it tracks how we're doing, that his love follows how we're doing. But it couldn't be further from that. Overlaid on that graph is just his constant, unchanging, steadfast love for you. And that axis will stretch out into eternity. It will never change, his love for you. Will never change. It didn't change one bit in 2016. It won't change in Jesus in 2017. And it won't change, his love towards you in Christ and towards me will not change in all eternity, because God doesn't change. And also, the demonstration of his love hasn't changed. The demonstration of God's love was at the cross, where he poured out his life for you. The verses say, don't they? God demonstrates his love toward us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's how he showed he loves us. But it won't hit. God's love for us won't not only change because he's demonstrated it. And this is going to take a little bit of explaining, but just let it land on you first of all. God's love for you won't change because God's love for Jesus won't change. The Father's love for Jesus won't change. When someone becomes a Christian, when someone believes that Jesus died for them, was buried and rose again to make them right with God, something amazing happens. The Bible teaches that by trusting in Jesus, you become joined to him. You become one with Jesus. It's called union with Christ. In Christ, you are joined in such an intimate way with him that you're united with Christ. That's what happens when you become a Christian. One of the things that happens when you become a Christian. And it happens in such a way that God counts us and Jesus as one. All the blessings that Jesus receives, you receive. Incredible. So, following that through, God loves you the same as he loves Jesus. Now, okay, James, that's all well and good to say that, but I need a verse for that, because that's almost verging on heresy, isn't it? God loves you, and this truth changed my life about 6 years ago. God loves you, if you're a Christian, as much as Jesus. You need a verse for that. You do need a verse for that, whether you want one or not. John 17. And this is like Jesus, what people call his high priestly prayer. So John 17, and we'll start reading in verse 20. Before this, Jesus prays for his disciples, but then he goes on to pray for us. John 17, 20. I do not ask for these only, that's the disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So he's praying for all believers here. Jesus is praying for you here if you're a believer. That they may all be one. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me, listen, and loved them even as you loved me. That's mind-blowing. That the Father would love you as he loves Jesus. His love for you will not change because his love for Jesus can't change. To stop loving you, he would have to stop loving his son. And let me tell you, that will never happen throughout all eternity. And that's why his love for you can never change. Throughout 2016, I have always been one with Christ. And so have you if you have trusted in him. Even though you may have done your hardest to walk away, to be stubborn, to turn, you have never not been one with him. You have always been one with Jesus. His love towards you won't change because you're joined to Jesus, and the Father's love towards Jesus won't change. So just to summarize, this morning we've spent a few moments focusing on things that don't change, that won't change for all eternity. And by focusing on those things, the fact that God himself doesn't change, the fact that the key truths of the faith don't change, the fact that our hope in heaven doesn't change, and the fact that God's love towards us doesn't change, by focusing on those things, they will stabilize us, encourage us, and guide us forward to do great things with God in 2017. Let's pray. Father, as we just take a few moments to think about things that don't change, we turn our eyes to you, the unchanging God, the one who says, I am the Lord. Thank you that you wanted to rescue us. And thank you, Father, Son, and Spirit, that you accomplished that through Jesus' death and resurrection. Thank you, Father, so much for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Lord, we pray that we would be so grounded in these things that don't change, that we would be able to walk through this life with you, knowing that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that whatever happens, no one can change the fact that Jesus died for me, knowing that I'm going to heaven and no one or nothing can stop me because you're getting me there. May these things just be who we are. And Father, I pray, above all, the greatest of these being love, above all, that we would grasp, along with all the saints, what is the length and breadth and height to know the love of God that surpasses understanding. That we would just get a glimpse and really believe that in our graph of being all over the place, your love is unchanging, your love is solid, and that we would build our lives upon that. For the glory of Jesus. Amen.